She just called and said, Mama, I'm coming home.
Good. We need a pretty girl to spice things up a bit. There are too many old people around here.
Speak for yourself, fat boy.
I drove all the way to Nashville to pick her up, and she didn't say two words all the way home. She didn't even get out of bed yesterday. Hasn't eaten a thing.
Maybe she's sick.
Or hungover.
Well, if she doesn't get up this morning, I'm gonna call the doctor.
What? It could happen to anybody. Hey, speak of the devil.
Well, I swear, look how big she is.
It's about time, sleepyhead.
She's all grown up.
And she grew up huge.
Hi, Uncle Maury. Hi, Aunt Libby.
Just wait till the boys in Murphy's Hollow get a look at you.
I was beginning to wonder about you. You've been asleep for 2 days.
Land's sake, child, how big are you? I can't pat you on the head no more. See? Look. Get back down here before you get a nosebleed. You see any UFOs up there?
Have a seat. I made a big breakfast.
No, Mom. I'm not hungry. I just want a cup of coffee.
But you haven't eaten a thing since you got here. And I've made all your favorite things.
No, Mom. Coffee's fine. I'm gonna sit on the porch for a little while.
That girl needs more fiber.
It gets pretty chilly out here when the sun sets. I thought you might like some hot chocolate.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. You're not eating anything, but I put some marshmallows in anyway. Honey, would you like to talk about it?
No.
Okay. Take your time. We have all the time in the world.
What the? No! Ready!
Ka-choo?
Yeah?
Sorry to bust in on you.
Why are you staring at the wall?
It's Carolyn Hobbs on the phone for you.
What are you doing?
I don't mean to walk in on you while you're getting dressed.
You dork. Come here.
I just figure this is a real important phone call. And I thought you wanted to talk to her.
Thank you for taking such good care of me when I was sick.
That's okay. A simple kiss would have been fine.
That's as simple as my kiss gets. Hello? Hi, Carolyn. Yeah, much better, thanks. I've thought about it. Of course I want to take you up on your offer. I'd be crazy not to. But, I'm only going to do it on one condition. You can't have the Francine paintings. Never. I want to do all new work.
Show her your men.
Shut up. Oh, not you. Sorry, Carolyn.
Ka-choo, do it. She'll love them.
Will you shut up? No, Carolyn, I'm sorry.
You've got enough for a showing right now.
Hang on a second, will you? Okay, you stay inside and stifle yourself.
Carolyn, ask her about her men paintings.
Okay, sorry, where were we? Huh? I have no idea what he's talking about.
Kachu? Somebody's at the door. Don't worry, I'll get it. Honey? Casey, hi!
Hi, David. I was hoping you'd be here. I need your help with a problem.
Well, sure. Come on in. What's up?
It's my husband. Or maybe it's me. I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. Do you know what he's done? He bought one of Kachu's paintings of Francine and put it up in our living room!
What?
I mean, how am I supposed to compete with that, huh? How can I watch TV with her great, huge body parts hanging over my head? It's so gross.
Oh, man. Don't ever let Francine hear you say that. Freddy can't buy those paintings. They're not for sale.
I know. He convinced one of the exhibition workers they were and wrote them a check for $500.
Oh, man. Kachu is going to kill him.
David, I'm telling you, he's obsessed with Francine. He's built her up in his mind to this larger-than-life fantasy woman. And now we have the picture to go with it. Oh, God, David. You just don't know what it's like. I mean, have you ever loved somebody who's obsessed with somebody else? Do you have any idea what that's like? What?
You have no idea. Casey.
Why doesn't he love me? Oh, David. Hold me.
You've been listening to Episode 12 of Strangers in Paradise, Book 7, Sanctuary, by Terry Moore, adapted by Thomas DJ, produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. Additional music provided by the talented artists at Pixabay. Sarah Palmero was Mrs. Peters. Cambry Varner was Aunt Libby. Chris Honeywell was Uncle Maury. Nicole Tomte was Francine. David Ellis was David. Vanessa Van Zare was Kachu. Femi London was Casey. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through AbstractStudioComics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus, available on archive.org. As always, you can contact us at atwinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at atwtheater.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.